Okie dokie.
Alrighty, so page 3, scene 1, Paradox Planet.
Shall we do this?
Shall we? We're rolling. And cue.
Hello, I'm David Richardson. I'm the producer of the Fourth Doctor Adventures.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Norris, and I wrote The Paradox Planet.
Be quiet!
Look, if you don't like it, you don't
have... There's something in the time vortex.
What?
TARDIS sensors detect another vessel approaching rapidly.
Series 5 was a very exciting time for us, knowing that we were going to be bringing back the Fourth Doctor, Second Romana, and K-9 for the first time. Since 1980, I think it was. So, you know, we're looking at 34 years before since these characters worked together. And it was a chance to go back to that era, which had a very specific flavour, and try and recreate it with some really interesting, vibrant new stories.
The thought of writing for Tom and Lala and K-9 is massively exciting. And ridiculously sort of birthdays all at once, Christmas exciting. Just phenomenal, because it's when I was 6 years old and I, you know, loved Doctor Who ridiculously, like I do now, but as a six-year-old, watching Destiny of the Daleks and City of Death and going, this is the best show ever, this is so exciting. The Doctor's wonderful, Romana's wonderful. To be writing for them is ridiculous. It's like a dream come true, but no one has dreams like that. No one has dreams that ambitious. So it's wonderful. And it's a privilege and a great, a real sort of responsibility to my younger self to do the best I possibly can, really.
Sensors indicate vessel is on a collision course.
What? Evasive action, emergency materialisation.
It's too late. We're going to...
My name is Lala Ward, and I play the second incarnation of Romana.
Hello, Tom Baker here again. Have you got a minute?
And there's been lots of anticipation, the fact you're doing these. Have you found going to events people have been chatting to you about?
Yes, people have been constantly chatting to me about what it's like to be doing stories with Tom Baker again after all this time, and what are they like, and tell us what happens. And so I just say, well, you're going to have to wait, aren't you?
Are they kind of recapturing the flavour of those stories for you, what you did on telly?
Yes, I suppose inevitably they probably are to some extent, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm hopelessly biased. I'm the last person you should ask about these things because I love the stories so much, all the stories, all the mad characters, people. It's the same old gang, isn't it, always chasing precious resources or fight, just like people, really, just fighting each other and getting misunderstood and discovering the answers to things when it's too late. And done with great wit and acted, I think, with colossal verve. I'm on cloud 9, really, because I suppose this is the last one for this year, and I'm looking forward to doing several more in a new year.
Welcome to my menagerie.
Your own private zoo. Most impressive.
To fully appreciate it, you must see it from the perspective of someone born in this era.
The script has a sort of quite a potentially complicated idea at its heart of the war in two time zones, though... In essence, I think that it's not that different from having two locations at the same time. It's because, although I play a little bit with events in the past, influenced events in the future, it's not actually that different from having a sort of a tunnel underground linking the two. So once you realise it is just essentially the same as a geographical situation, I don't think it's that hard to follow. And Doctor Who fans are massively clued up on this sort of thing anyway.
My name's Ken Bentley, and I directed The Paradox Planet.
Emma, could I make her, because she's the, I'm trying to make a distinction between the old world and the new world in this story, and what I've decided to do is go with more consonants in the old world so they don't sound as modern.
Okay.
It's a funny thing, actually. I think because when you schedule something, you're generally scheduling it out of sequence anyway, because you're looking to, as I've said before, in order to fit the number of actors we need within the budget, we're sort of breaking the schedule down and not necessarily recording chronologically and not working through sensibly each day, but carving the story up into chunks and doing it all back to front. So it's quite interesting for me when you get a story that does leap backwards and forwards in time as much as we do in Paradox Planet and Legacy of Death, it's actually not that much more complicated than recording a complicated schedule anyway, where you're leaping backwards and forwards in time. It's a funny thing. Sometimes Doctor Who can't get any more confusing and complicated than it already is, and so it doesn't cause too much more of a problem. And I think what's nice when something's sensibly conceived and carefully written in the first place anyway, you generally end up with a fairly clear idea of who you are and where you are within the story. So we've got these characters from the future and another bunch of characters from the past, and it's as long as you keep that clear in your head whenever you're going into a scene, whether you're from Team A or Team B, it's sort of fairly straightforward to keep on top of who you are and where you are.
All the animals you see, all the mammals, birds, reptiles and insects, were once extinct.
How genuinely tragic. So you've sent your soldiers back through time to gather endangered species.
Indeed. A breeding pair of every species, collected at the exact moment before they were wiped out.
I had a lot of fun casting on this. Simon Rouse, who's playing Drang, I've really loved Simon's work ever since I saw him as Hindle in Kinder, Doctor Who's story that was around in 1982. Simon came back to Doctor Who to work with us on The Witch in the Well, an Eighth Doctor story that was released a few years ago. And again, he was absolutely superb, a lovely man. And I've had him on my list to bring back just when we had a really great role for him.
It's Simon Rouse, and I'm playing Drang.
You are a time traveller, not of this world. You can move in our history unconstrained by the risk of creating a paradox.
Ooh. What do you want me to do?
I want you to act as our ambassador, Doctor.
I like this script. This is terrific, because there's a little bit of, a green message saying that we've got to look out for our planet and, otherwise people from the future might come back and sort us out, you know, and we don't want that happening, do we? I think it's lovely. I think Drang's a great character. Lovely archetypal Doctor Who villain.
He's a marvellous writer and he's a charming man to be with all day. And, of course, you know, one trembled when he walked in because of that big identity he's got with that copper and the bill. Isn't he? That quiet authority. Slightly menacing, actually, and slightly sardonic. But he was great as Drang, yeah. He was absolutely great. And we had time to exchange a few jokes, none of which were suitable for our fans, really.
Well, it's obviously such an iconic thing, the whole Doctor Who business. So to be a part of it at all is, any part of it, is just great fun. And this, today I've been working with Tom Baker, and that means I've worked with him, and I work with Paul McGann, and I've also worked with Peter Davidson. So I'm really, I'm very, very happy, particularly to working with Tom Baker, because he's one of those people that I thought he was such a wonderful Doctor Who, and he's one of my favourites, I have to say. So it was lovely to be able to come along and work with him today, I must say, because he's completely bonkers, and I'm a little bit bonkers, so it's, you feel very comfortable working with him, you know.
So you see, the question is finding a way of stabilising the warp field.
Have you considered using a magnetic oscillator?
Hello, Tom Chadbon, playing Embury.
The electromagnetic field can contain the dimensional warp.
Tom Chadbon is known to Doctor Who fans because he played Duggan in City of Death. He was also in the first four episodes of Trial of a Time Lord too. So again, somebody with a pedigree in science fiction who I knew would want to come back, and it was lovely to actually get him back playing opposite Lala and Tom. It's a very different role to the ones he's played before, a very sort of intense, fiery scientist. And he's done a lovely job with it, actually. He's gone totally against that sort of sympathetic Duggan character and made somebody who actually, again, is somebody the Doctor and Romana can butt up against.
Why didn't I think of that?
Oh, I'm sure you'd have got there eventually.
It's such a treat to see Tom Chadbon again after 30-odd years when we last met on City of Death, and I suppose last saw each other in the BBC Television Centre, having had a rather good trip to Paris and all the filming that went on there. He was so funny in that story. I thought he was so marvellous. I loved his sort of constantly wanting to punch people kind of thing that he did. He's a very, very good actor, and it's lovely to work with him again.
Douglas Adams gave me a lift back from the Acton Hilton one day to the BBC, and he was the most charming and lovely man. And when we were recording, Duggan has a punch, which I did spontaneously, and I remember Tom Baker saying, "You can't do that." And the director, and I said, "Yes, I can." And the director and Douglas sort of approved. So that was that, really. I mean, we had a wonderful time in Paris, I have to say, courtesy of the BBC, going up the Eiffel Tower and having lovely meals. Oh, it was great.
How long were you there for?
Oh, I think 3 or 4 days. You know, so long ago, but I think 3 or 4 days, I think. Yeah, it was just enough to have a good time. Yeah. And work, of course.
Is it one of those jobs that you would say has stuck with you?
It has, from the point of view of Whovians. Yes, it has. And it has also, to strike a materialistic note, from the point of view of royalties, it's been wonderful. it's the sort of part that I love to play. It was slightly science fiction, slightly fantastical, so you can go a little bit, not over the top, but you can make it big and bold. You know, you don't have to have the sort of kitchen sink convention. You can really use your imagination when you play the character, a bit like this character I'm playing now. I mean, that's what I like to do, is to have plenty of scope. I mean, I play a lot of QCs and judges and doctors and all the rest of it, and it's nice to be able to get a Big Finish giving me the chance to play these nice characters. Yeah.
What about all the crystals you have here?
I am permitted a limited supply of what remains due to my status as the Archduke's favoured originator.
While the rest of you are forced to make do using fossil fuels.
Someone else who'd had experience of Doctor Who on television was Emma Campbell-Jones, who, of course, played Cass in The Night of the Doctor, Paul McGann's finale on television. I'd seen Emma in that, thought she was great, and really wanted to get her into Big Finish for a role with anything that came up, really. One of my first opportunities was to get her in for The Paradox Planet. What I hadn't realised at the time, of course, was that this was recording, probably, I think it was about 2014. And I hadn't remembered that actually we were recording far ahead and it wouldn't be released for another 2 years. So Emma actually recorded this quite a while ago. And yeah, we must ask her back in. She was lovely.
I'm Emma Campbell-Jones and I play Warden Shola.
What choice do we have? If our enemies from the future insist on depriving us of our mineral resources.
Yes, I can see why you're at war with them now. Must be dreadfully irritating for you.
Well, she's quite a tough cookie, which is very reminiscent of Cass, actually. Cass struck me as quite a solitary figure, really. She's definitely wears the trousers. And I think this one is too. I like the idea of her as this kind of militant Greenpeace activist, in a way. She really cares about, you know, her planet and the damage that's being done. She has a really a very nice, I think, relationship with Embury. It's almost like a father figure to her. That's what I read into it anyway. That's sort of the way that she exclaims when he's been found, you know, and I think there's a lot of fondness there. But she's very tough and very sort of implacable. She just, there's no getting around her. And trigger happy was the way she was described in the script, which made me giggle before I even picked it up and read it. I think she's been through enough to see that you just can't afford to take any time to make decisions. You just probably have to act quickly, as quickly as possible to stop things happening. And she's the protector of the protected zone, all the creatures in it.
So your scientific equipment is contained in this blue box?
Yes, and I'm terribly grateful to you for finding it.
When you're listening to something, as the listener, your mind immediately floods with imagery and energy about the scene, and it's absolutely the actor holds the reins in order to be able to breathe life into it and translate that story in the right way. And this is all completely new to me. I've never done it before, so I'm really enjoying it. I didn't realise, you know, quite how much I would enjoy it this much, because I love the medium of telly and, you know, being able to see right behind the character's eyes and all of that. But actually, this is also as immediate, because really our brains are hardwired to fill in the gaps that you can't see, you know, automatically, and I really loved it.
I still can't believe I've really met the Doctor.
It was foretold.
Never doubt the great Makena.
My name is Laura Rees, and I play the character of Tyrus. I've done a big finish before. A while ago, about, I don't know, it was about 10 years ago. I played Kami Arnod in, it was something to do with the Daleks, the Dalek Empire.
Down! Hell, what are we going to do?
Show yourself and surrender!
So that was science fiction. Other than that, it is my... So, yes, my second. My second brush with science fiction.
What's been funding a Dalek you on?
It was. I can't really remember what happened. All I remember is there was one bit where I was hurtling through space in a kind of pod that was out of control. And in order to get the right effect, I had to shake my... I had to kind of shimmy really violently, so my voice was really shaking. Like, while I was there, that was, you know, that was fun.
Siblings, I bring you great news! The prophecy has been fulfilled. We discovered the Doctor at the appointed time and place.
I am Brian Pilkington, and I'm playing Lostar.
After we spoke with him, he was taken by the Protector's armsmen.
Well, the character breakdown, I think, describes him as being an intense acolyte, romantic Juve lead type 25. So I was thinking Botox thoughts a bit, and... I don't know that sort of, but that's that sort of intensity, and maybe a slightly lighter in pitch because he's younger. But that sort of intensity and that fervour with how he talks about the great Makena, and you know, the machines are never wrong.
For we have brought with us the Doctor's companion, the noble K-9,
and he's another one who's got some great stories. Unexpectedly, he knows an enormous amount about wine, and so we're talking about that. It's really a really interesting, a lovely man, really lovely man. I enjoyed meeting him.
Your appreciation is noted.
My name's Paul Panting, and I am playing Armsman Phyrax.
Advancing through time, era 15.6, 0.7.
Phyrax, because of the kind of character he is, I'm using a lower register, and that's quite fun. I spend a lot of my time at the moment playing a small penguin in a show called The Octonauts, and he's right up there. So he's more in sort of John Leeson, K-9 category. So, yeah, it's great. I mean, he's an interesting character, Phyrax, because he doesn't give a huge amount away.
And have you done any sci-fi before?
This is my first time.
We're soon going to change that.
Oh, well, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Knocked unconscious during the battle.
The battle? And my division?
I'm afraid you're the only one left. They were cut down as they left the tank. They didn't stand a chance.
So you surrendered on my behalf?
It seemed the preferable option, given the alternative.
Not for a soldier.
Master, my power packs are exhausted. Cannot maintain functioning. Must recharge.
It's all right, K-9. It's all right. You did your best.
Fascinating. Finally, we have captured one of their time ships. Now I can discover its guiding principles. What on Aeoris is that?
That, if you must know, is my dog, K-9.
But it's a machine.
Yes, and you're a very observant man.
And since it originates from the future, its components will yield all sorts of technological advancements. I must dismantle it.
What? Dismantle K-9? I won't hear of it.
You are not in a position to make demands. Warden?
Yes, Originator?
Take the prisoners and their machine to my laboratory. I'd like to interrogate them before they're executed.
Yes, sir. You too. This way.
But you can't kill us. We've surrendered. We're prisoners of war.
That does not absolve you of your past misdemeanors. I advise you to cooperate, because at the moment, I am all that stands between you and death.
mean waiting for me?
Statement unambiguous. Waiting. Anticipating your arrival.
And how long have you been doing that?
Approximately 1,000 years.
1,000 years? And over that time you've set yourself up as some sort of deity?
Negative. Makina does not claim supernatural status.
Yeah, but why?
Instructed to foster a rebel group devoted to you and the Doctor Master.
Instructed? Who by?
That information is unavailable.
Was it the Doctor?
Affirmative.
So where is he now?
Now is a relative concept. Dr. Master has travelled back in time to Era 14.
Why did he travel back?
To attempt negotiations. But the vessel was attacked and Dr. Master was captured by local militia.
How do you know this?
Because I was there, Mistress.
Oh, a laboratory, I say. I do love a good laboratory. What are you up to? No, don't tell me. Something to do with Xenos crystals? Or has Christmas come early, judging by all the twinkling?
Warden, place the prisoners in the interrogation booths.
Yes, sir.
And you, put the machine on the examination table.
Yes, sir. We won't tell you anything.
Well, we'll see about that. The booths are designed to encourage the flow of information.
Look, there's no need to stoop to brute force. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
You can start by telling me the nature of your mission.
I am an ambassador from the future, from Era 24, sent here to negotiate peace.
There can be no peace while your people send raiders to steal our endangered species and crystals.
If you'd listen, you'd find they're doing it for the very best of reasons.
Which are?
The preservation of life on this planet.
To preserve life, you send raiders back to our time to make our wildlife extinct?
Yes. No. You have to take the long-term view.
Do you not think these creatures would fare better if left in their own time, in their own environment?
No. They're already endangered. They'll die out. That's an historical fact. The only way you can save them is by entrusting them to the future.
It's no good, Doctor. He's too stupid to listen.
I think you'll find I'm perfectly capable. Doctor? Did you say Doctor? The woman, Romana, mentioned a doctor.
Romana? Where is she?
She sabotaged one of my experiments in order to escape.
She did?
She nearly destroyed this entire laboratory in the process.
She did? Oh. Sorry, when was it?
Over a year ago. It's taken me the intervening months to have my equipment repaired.
Ah.
But before she absconded, she claimed to have detailed knowledge of time travel.
She did?
She did. So perhaps you would care to share that knowledge with me?
Oh, very well. You see... No, sorry, I can't.
What do you mean, you can't?
Well, I don't really know anything about time travel. Romana's the expert. I just sort of follow her about and ask questions.
Warden, turn on the interrogation booth.
Yes, sir.
And not for the doctor, for his associate.
Yes, sir.
Impulse setting one.
Why didn't you do something?
My power packs were still insufficiently charged.
What? Your power packs run out, and yet here you are, still running, after 1,000 years.
Over the last millennium, this unit has been drawing power from a Xenox crystal. Now exhausted.
I see. So what happened next? Oh, no. The doctor didn't agree to help Embry, did he?
He had no alternative.
What are you doing?
The booth stimulates pain receptors. At the moment, it is on its mildest setting, equivalent to a wasp sting. I will increase the stimulation until you decide to talk.
Don't tell him, Doctor. Don't tell him.
Do you enjoy seeing your associate suffer? Because he will. If you don't tell me how to stabilize the temporal warp field...
You don't understand. If I told you, it would change the course of future events, a future that has already been written. I can't permit that to happen.
You will tell me, Doctor. You will. Impulse setting two. Falling into a bed of toxic ivy.
All right. I'll tell you everything.
Warden.
Doctor, you can't help him.
To stabilize the warp You will need a field interface stabilizer.
You will show me, Doctor. You will draw the schematics.
You'll have to let me out of this booth first.
I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Embury.
Embury. Your originator, Embury.
Why do you ask? What is it? Have you heard of me?
Heard of you? You're famous. You're celebrated as one of the greatest originators in history.
I am? Oh, gratifying. For what precisely am I celebrated?
You're the man who first discovered the principles of time travel.
What?
The man who first discovered the...
Discovered the principles of time travel? Well, this puts an entirely different complexion on things.
It does?
It does. If Fireaxe has heard of you, then I have to help you, or I'll be changing the course of history.
I thought you said helping me would be changing history.
Well, that was before I realized I was supposed to. If I didn't help you, that would be changing things.
So you'll build me a field interface stabilizer?
Yes, even if it means condemning the people of Aeoris to a millennium of conflict.
What do you mean?
Don't you understand? Your great discovery will lead to your descendants developing the technology to travel in time. If it wasn't for you, there would be no war.
Dr. Master then proceeded to spend the next 10 days building a field interface stabilizer.
Giving you time to recharge your batteries?
Affirmative.
So you could have escaped?
Negative. Dr. Master required my assistance, and the field interface stabilizer had to be completed.
Or you'd be changing history. But what about when it was finished?
There, not a bad bit of work, even though I say so myself.
The crowning glory of my career. I must go to the Ducal Palace and inform the Archduke at once.
Don't you want to test it first?
Test it?
Well, yes, just to avoid any potential embarrassment.
Well, problem is, Doctor, once somebody has been dispatched to the future, we have no way of bringing them back.
Oh, I'm sure Fireaxe here would love to go back to his own time, wouldn't you, Fireaxe?
I'm not cooperating with the enemy. I'd rather die.
There, you see, an enthusiastic volunteer.
I suppose he is expendable. Yes, very well. K-9, activate the warp field.
Activating warp field.
Fireaxe, quick question for you.
What is it, Doctor?
What do your history books say Embry did after he invented time travel?
I don't remember them saying anything.
Just as I thought. Stay here in the booth, whatever you do.
I'm locked in case you've forgotten.
Good, good. Safest place for you.
Dimensional warp increasing. 50%. 60%. 70%.
Doctor, shouldn't we be placing the subject at the focal point?
In a moment. Wait.
80%.
What is it?
A fault with the field interface stabilizer.
But there can't be anything wrong with it. It worked perfectly in tests.
Come over here and take a look if you don't believe me.
90%. 91%.
Shouldn't we shut down the warp field first?
If we do that, we won't be able to locate the fault.
Out of my way. Let me see. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's functioning perfectly.
Then I don't understand.
100%.
No! K-9, switch off the machine!
Don't you dare, K-9. Time we were gone. Goodbye. Ah!
So, the Doctor is back in this time period?
Affirmative.
Then why didn't you say so to begin with?
Suggestion. Use the TARDIS to locate him.
Yes, assuming I can get back there without getting caught.
Negative. The TARDIS is in this chamber.
What?
Draw back the tapestry behind you.
But I left it in one of the tunnels. Did you have it brought here?
Negative. The TARDIS you arrived in has not moved. This TARDIS has been in this chamber for nearly 1,000 years.
And you've been guarding it all that time?
Affirmative.
Okay, Nine, you are a good boy.
We've arrived.
Doctor, you deceive me.
I'm sorry, but history must proceed as written.
I don't understand you. What history? What history?
And besides, it gives you a chance to see the future you brought into being.
Me? You cannot hold me responsible. responsible for this desolation?
You discover time travel, so the people of the future travel back, kidnap all your endangered animals, and cause them to become extinct.
You can't blame me for that. If they had not done so...
They would still have died out, as the environment was poisoned by pollution from fossil fuels.
But we had no access to clean energies because...
Because of people from Era 24 stealing your Xenox crystals to power their time tanks.
But it was never my intention. I had no choice but to act as I did. You must believe me.
No choice? You're a fool, Embry. A blind, cowardly fool. Planting bombs to go off in 1,000 years, indiscriminately killing innocent civilians.
Oh, you know about the bombs, do you?
Well, I put two and two... Time we got out of here. Ah!
Drang. Doctor, how delightful to see you again.
K9, the TARDIS has just detected a temporal disturbance. It's too small to be one of their time machines, so it must be the Doctor.
Affirmative.
Now all we have to do is find him.
Suggestion. I have devotees.
Shola, what was this world like back in your time?
Better than this. Have any of you ever felt the sunlight on your faces? Have you ever breathed clean, fresh air?
I have seen photoprints of forests. They must have been wonderful.
It has returned to us. See... Another K9 emerges from the altar. A miracle!
But the noble K9, he left to look for the Doctor. Or maybe there are two.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, it's all right. You don't have to kneel and bow your heads. You're allowed to look at me. I won't be offended. Thank you, you're most kind. Now, I need your help finding a friend of mine. I think you've heard of him. He's called the Doctor.
You were unsuccessful in your mission.
Our time tank was ambushed, the crew was killed, and I was captured, so not a complete success, no.
How disappointing. But you managed to find your way back to this era with this man. Medea, have our guest placed in the genetic scanner.
Yes, Protector. Move!
I always knew the people of the future were degenerate.
Move!
What are you doing to him?
A routine safety measure. He's been removed from the past, which could have disastrous implications for any descendants he might have in this time period.
So, maybe you should send him back.
There's no need. Genetic scan clear.
Meaning his removal from the timeline has had no effect.
Protector, if you'll excuse me, I'm needed in the war room.
Of course, Medea. So, we can do with him as we please.
Then use this as a chance to make peace. Do you know who this is? It's Embry.
Embry? Originator Embry.
Oh, so you've heard of me too.
Of course I've heard of you. Oh, this is an honor.
What?
To be in the presence of the man responsible for so much death and deprivation.
No, I'm just an originator.
And why didn't you find ways of using the Xenox crystals to provide clean power? Why didn't you find ways of preserving a planet's ecology instead of burying bombs to kill the people of this time?
You were the ones who declared war. You attacked us.
Given your legacy, we could be forgiven for taking revenge. But we have not harmed a single living soul from your time.
Only because you daren't.
True. True. We are the product of your decisions, your short-sightedness, your mistakes, your greed.
Protector Drag, this isn't getting us anywhere.
Silence, Doctor! We are in the presence of a genius, the great originator, Embry, the man who discovered time travel, only to mysteriously disappear, missing, presumed dead.
What?
Presumed correctly, as it turns out. All these years, it's been a mystery, and now we have the answer. Armsman?
Yes, sir.
Kill him!
What? No! No!
That was unnecessary.
No, Doctor. For his crimes against this planet and its creatures, that was justice.
It was unnecessary.
Romana, K-9. I've just had word from our agent in the command bunker.
You have an agent in the bunker?
Yes. They say the Doctor's been captured, along with another man from the past.
Did they say who it was?
An old man, grey hair, short little beard.
Embury.
Yes, that makes sense. This agent of yours, can they get the Doctor out?
Not without breaking their cover.
What about getting us inside?
It's possible, yes, but the command bunker is heavily guarded.
Except there are ventilation ducts leading from the old city to the bunker. We could get in that way.
Ventilation ducts. Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Are you going to put me to death too?
Unless you cooperate, yes.
You expect me to help you after what you've just done? He was only a scientist.
He played his part, like all the people of his decadent age. They're all guilty.
Guilty?
We cannot change what has passed, but we can at least claim our inheritance.
The Xenox crystals.
And use them to reconstruct this world.
But don't you understand? That's what caused the problem.
What?
If it wasn't for your sending your chronauts back in time to steal the crystals, the people of Era 14 would have been able to use them as a power source instead of fossil fuels.
Would they?
Of course they would if they'd been given the chance. Do you want to know who it was that set this planet on a course of self-destruction, eh?
Yes, I want to know.
Then look in the mirror.
I am the author of my own misfortune.
Yes. By stealing from the past, you have impoverished the present. All the pollution, all the hardships are direct results of your interference.
You sound like one of the fanatics, Doctor.
Fanatics?
An underground cult intent on insurrection and sabotaging the war effort. I've had all forms of religions banned.
Listen to me, Drang. If you want to solve this world's problems, then take responsibility for them. Stop blaming your ancestors and start learning from them.
And what precisely do you propose I do, Doctor?
What?
If by prosecuting this war I have brought about the state you see, then I cannot stop now, not without changing the present.
Exactly. It's a war you can never win.
Yes, Doctor. I think you've given me the answer. Yes!
At last.
I must change the past.
What? No!
I must change the course of history. Prevent the destruction of this world, an all-out attack on Era 14 to place it under my jurisdiction.
No, you can't rewrite history.
Can't? If you're so keen to forbid it, it must be possible. To remold events and forge a new, better timeline.
If you alter history even fractionally, the consequences will be catastrophic.
No, Doctor. This devastated world is a catastrophe. It must be averted.
Right. Everybody ready? Everybody know what to do?
I go with K-9, Shola and the others to distract the armsmen at the main gate.
While I go through the ventilation duct to rescue the Doctor, Tyrus. Will you come with me?
To assist the fearless Romana, I'd be honoured beyond my wildest...
Yeah, a simple yes would suffice. Lowstar, you're certain your agent will help us?
I'm sure.
Then let's get on with it. K-9. Once I've found the Doctor, I'll blow your whistle so you can call off the attack.
Mistress?
Yes, K-9.
When you locate the Doctor Master, please do not inform him of my role in this.
Why not?
I have been instructed he should not be informed.
Who by? Oh, no. Let me guess. By the Doctor?
Affirmative.
Don't worry, K-9. Mum's the word.
Query. Relevance of female progenitor to unit of language.
Oh, never mind.
Protector Drang, a fanatic group has just been detected gathering at the main gate.
Order all armsmen divisions to defend the area.
Confirmed.
If you'll excuse me, Doctor, we shall continue this discussion later.
Well, actually, I must be going too. You know how it is, things to do, people to see.
No, Doctor. You'll remain here for your own safety. Armsmen?
Yes, sir.
If the Doctor attempts to escape, discourage him. Fatally.
Hello. I don't suppose you're like a jelly baby, would you?
No.
Ah. It's probably just as well. I wasn't going to offer you one anyway.
That
That's it, Romana. That ventilation hatch leads directly into the command bunker.
And it's closed. I suppose I could try using my sonic screwdriver on it. Give me a moment. On the other hand, we could just crawl straight in. Come on.
Adjutant Medea, report.
Fanatics have taken up positions around the main gate, sir.
Disperse them.
Yes, Protector. Defence Division, advance.
Oh, I wonder what's caused them to make their move now. The Doctor?
Medea, double the guard on the interrogation room.
Yes, sir.
And all time galleons are to be prepared for time dive.
All the time galleons, sir. But that would use up our remaining supplies of Xenox.
I realise that, Medea. It's time we took a more decisive approach.
Ready, everyone? K-9? Lowstar?
Affirmative. Offensive mode activated.
They must know we're here. They're sending out arms.
Then that's our cue.
Weapons on stun, my siblings!
And attack!
Can't be much fun being left to guard a prisoner when everyone else is doing much more important stuff.
Silence!
Touched a raw nerve, haven't
you? Doctor!
Romana! Oh, I'm glad to see you. And Tyrus, wasn't it?
Yes, brave doctor. Come, now I've stunned the guard. We have to get out of here.
Well, I'm surprised there wasn't anyone on guard outside.
It's hardly something to complain about. Come on!
The fanatics are picking off our armsmen as they emerge.
Then why aren't they advancing? Why?
Medea!
Yes, sir.
The internal security monitor. The doctor's escaping. Medea, I thought I told you to double the guard on the interrogation room.
They must have been delayed.
I don't want excuses, Medea. I want that man caught.
Yes, sir. Security alert. There is an escaped prisoner in the command bunker.
He is male. Dark hair.
And strikingly handsome. Why did I never mention that, huh?
Through here, brave doctor.
Very well. Now you're a runner.
Would help if you made a bit more room.
They've escaped into the ventilation duct.
I can see that, Medea. Dispatch a division to intercept them at the other end of the duct.
Sir, the fanatics are preventing anyone leaving the bunker.
Then kill them! Kill them all!
More division. Fanatics are to be removed by any means necessary.
They're going on the offensive.
Akina, preserve us.
I have received signal from Mistress. They have rescued the doctor. Diversion no longer required. Advise immediate retreat.
Very well.
Siblings, withdraw. Regroup at the temple.
TARDIS! Oh, there's a sight for sore eyes. How did it get here?
How do you think? I landed it.
Armsman, heading this way.
Quick, inside.
What? Inside!
Hey! Oh, great, Makina. It's a miracle.
Where are we going, Doctor?
To 1,000 years ago. Ha ha! You're going to be surprised.
Division reports sighting the Doctor entering a blue capsule which disappeared.
His time machine?
Sir?
He is not of this world, but I know his intent. Are the time galleons ready, Adjutant?
All energized. Chronauts proceeding to transit stations.
Excellent. Then I will lead the attack.
Attack, sir?
On Era 14. To change this planet's fate once and for all. And you will come with me.
Yes, sir.
What happened? Where did they go?
The future.
Well, we're stuck here.
Affirmative.
Well, in that case, can you let me out of this thing?
What on Aeoris is that?
The TARDIS.
And what's one of those?
Yeah.
Hello there. Hello, K-9.
Doctor Andromana. And who is this?
This is Tyrus.
Tyrus. I am Lieutenant Phyrax.
Lieutenant?
But, Doctor, you vanished with Originator Embry.
Yes, I know, and now I'm back again.
Right, back again. Why?
To prevent a massacre.
Time galleons 1 to 30, check. 31 to 60, check. 61 to 90, check. All galleons energized and ready to dive.
All chronauts in transit stations?
Confirm.
Then we have an appointment with destiny. Commence time dive.
All galleons, synchronize for time dive. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Drang intends to change history.
I'm afraid so.
But if he does that, he risks creating a paradox.
That could unravel the very fabric of time and destroy this planet and half the galaxy with it.
So how do we stop him? What's that?
Multiple temporal disturbances detected.
What?
Time galleons materializing outside the laboratory. Dozens of them. We're surrounded.
So Drang's finally done it.
Yes. And so it begins. The war to end history itself.
Realization complete. Powering down warp field generators. Energy feed disengaged.
And our location?
About a mile from the Ducal Palace, near the laboratory complex. We have them surrounded.
Excellent. Remotely lock all weapon settings to kill.
But sir, if we shoot our own ancestors, we risk changing the timelines.
We're here to rewrite history, Madea. Lock all weapons to kill.
Yes, sir.
What are they waiting for?
The attack order. They'll want to come out simultaneously, all guns blazing.
Then maybe we should leave in the Holy TARDIS.
And abandon this world to its fate?
Then what do you suggest?
So we'll send them back where they came from.
But how?
Using Embry's time machine.
You mean we generate a negatively charged temporal warp field to repel their temporal warp fields?
Well, try not to sound so surprised. I always have a plan.
But it will require a colossal amount of energy.
Then it's lucky we have a ready supply of Xenox crystals.
Enemy timeships have breached palace perimeter. All wardens to defensive positions. Repel incursion with maximum force.
All chronauts, attack and secure perimeter. Shoot on sight. Chronauts advancing to laboratory and palace.
Adjutant, enemy spotted on palace turrets, firing mortars.
Maintain advance, locate and destroy emplacements.
Yes, sir.
The technology is superior. We cannot lose.
The armsmen, they're heading towards this building.
All chronauts, maintain attack. Shoot to kill.
What's that?
My suit radio's tuned to the command network. They've been ordered to secure the laboratory.
Yes, they've probably looked it up in their history books as the place where it all started.
K-9, how are you getting on with the field interface stabilizer?
Stabilizer recalibrated to inverse settings.
Then let's give it a go, shall we? K-9, switch on.
Activating warp field generator.
Chronauts report they have reached the laboratory complex. All wardens have either been killed or fled. Sir, something is affecting the Time Galleons.
What do you mean?
A negatively charged temporal field trying to repel us. Force us forwards in time.
Then fight it. We can't return to the future now.
I'm trying, sir. Activating warp field generators. They're still pushing us back.
Increase the power and find out what's causing it.
It's coming from the laboratory complex.
Wait here, Medea. Hold our position at all costs.
Yes, sir. Where are you going?
There's only one man who can be behind this, and he must be in that building.
Doctor, it's not working. The galleons are still here.
Romana, increase the power.
Doctor, we can't. Not without causing it to explode.
Affirmative. Temporal feedback circuits overheating.
Do it.
Smoking.
Tyrus, Phylax, into the TARDIS.
The brave Doctor. If anyone should give up their life...
Don't argue. Inside. You too, Romana. K-9.
But Doctor!
One of us has to operate the controls. Leave me. No point in all of us dying. Well, this is it, Doctor. It's a far, far better thing that I do than I've ever done. It's a far, far...
Chronaut, destroy that machine!
There's no need for that. It was about to explode anyway.
Doctor, I thought I might find you here. Seize him!
What are you going to do, kill me?
Tempting, but no. We haven't finished our little discussion yet, have we? Take him back to the Time Galleon.
Careful. That's my favourite jacket.
So, the Doctor's time machine. Police box. Pull to open. Locked, of course. But it'll give up its secrets soon enough.
Chronaut Division 4 to protect the Drang.
What is it?
The Wardens, sir. The ones we thought were dead. They're getting up and returning fire.
I ordered you to shoot to kill.
No, sir, but our guns are locked on the weakest stun setting. Only enough to knock them out for a few seconds.
What is this treachery?
One of the raiders. Kill her!
No! No! Wait! Don't shoot! I surrender.
You surrender?
I'll help you. Please, take me to your leader.
I say, that was entirely gratuitous.
Chronaut, any sign of Medea?
Division 9 reports seeing her fleeing towards the enemy position.
And with any luck, they'll have killed her. All she deserves.
So the enemy have resumed their incendiary attack. Our guns are barely slowing them down.
Wait, I'll remove the remote lock so you can kill them. Medea must have removed the control circuit. Perfidious harpy!
You'd be better off using pea shooters. Much more reliable.
I'm in no mood for flippancy, Doctor. All divisions, abandon attack. I repeat, abandon attack.
Quick! Tyrus, the fire extinguisher!
There. I think that's got it.
What's left of it, which isn't much.
Oh, well, it was worth a try.
And now they've got the Doctor. Makina, forgive us.
What was that?
The Wardens. They're using catapults to fire burning rocks at the time ships.
Won't do them any good. Those things are...
Chronauts, retreat to Time Galleons and prepare for time rise. Abandon attack.
They're giving up and going back to Era 24.
And taking the Doctor with them.
All Time Galleons, engage energy feed. Activate warp field generators. Synchronize. 4, 3, 2, 1. Commencing time rise.
Ground floor, perfume, stationery and leather goods. Going up.
Why give up?
Maybe they got what they wanted.
The Doctor?
Seems the most logical inference.
So what are we waiting for? Let's get after them in the Holy TARDIS and rescue
them. Yes, that would... Sorry? The Holy TARDIS?
You are the fearless Romana, and it is your time-travelling temple.
Oh, for goodness sake!
Stay right where you are, or we won't hesitate to kill you.
Materialization in 3, 2, 1.
Everybody's ears haven't yet popped. I have in this bag some jelly babies, but leave the green ones. They're mine.
Disengaging energy feed. Opening access hatch. All chronauts to return to barracks and escort the prisoner to my office. You're authorized to use force if necessary.
Yes, sir. You! Move!
It's all right, it's all right. No need to push. I know the way. A welcoming committee.
Nobody move a muscle. This bunker is now under the control of the acolytes of Makina.
You're from Era 24?
Yes.
But we want Drang stopped as much as you do.
Really?
Yes. We want an end to the war.
Mistress, shall I adopt defensive mode?
Not yet.
You, what are you doing?
Me? Nothing.
Move away from that blue box.
Whatever you say.
You came here to end the war by destroying the contents of this laboratory?
I can assure you, it's not what it looks like.
It's all right, Warden, there with me.
And who are you?
If you'll check with your superiors, you'll find that the Archduke has placed me under his protection, and that protection extends to everyone in this room.
Wait here. All of you.
Thank you, though I'm afraid you have me at a disadvantage.
I am Adjutant Medea. Protector Drang's second-in-command.
And a traitor?
After a fashion. I am, and always have been, a loyal acolyte of Makina.
What? You mean you were...
Your agent in the bunker, yes. I was the one who helped you and Romana liberate the Doctor.
You know who I am, then?
Of course. Your courage is legendary, beyond compare.
Yes, well, that's all terribly flattering, but what are you doing here?
When Drang ordered the attack, I remote-locked all our guns on the lowest setting to prevent it proving successful.
So that's why Drang ordered a retreat?
Yes. But knowing he would discover my sabotage, I fled and threw myself on the mercy of the people of this era.
And the Archduke placed you under his protection. Why?
Because I agreed to help the people of this era win the war. I provided them with the exact location of the command bunker.
You did what?
Even now, they are burying 100 of their bombs in a spot beneath where it will one day be constructed. Set to detonate in 1,000 years' time, when they will destroy the bunker and everyone in it in the largest explosion this planet has ever known.
Order your armsmen to drop their weapons, Protector, or I'll kill you, here and now.
Well, what is it to be?
Chronauts, do as she says. How did you and your band of fanatics get in here?
We attacked and occupied the bunker in your absence.
Did I say? Well done.
All your armsmen, Drang, are now our prisoners.
Who are you anyway? You don't dress like a fanatic.
I'm the enemy. I'm from Era 14.
You are? Well, so how did you get here?
I was brought here by a woman called Romana.
Romana? So she's here somewhere?
No. We haven't seen her since she went to rescue you.
Ah, I see. Then she must still be back in the past.
Obviously. And now, thanks to you, Doctor... this planet has been condemned to oblivion.
Thanks to me?
I assume you inspired the treachery of my adjutant. If it wasn't for her, we would have conquered Era 14 and the course of history could have been changed. Instead, we're left with no resources, no future, no hope.
But it wouldn't have worked. You'd have caused a self-negating time paradox. And the universe doesn't like it when people do that. I speak as someone who knows.
Really? When the alternative is death... what was I supposed to do? This is a question of survival.
At any cost?
At any cost, Doctor.
If you believe that, then I have nothing more to say to you.
I'll lock him up with his armsmen. This way, Drang.
It seems I owe you a debt of gratitude.
Shola. But really, you should thank the one who led the attack on the bunker. Without their tactical cunning, we would never have succeeded.
Right, yes. Sorry, who exactly are we talking about?
Me.
Master. Oh! K-9!
Do you have any idea what you've done?
Yes. I've brought peace. With Drang and his armsmen destroyed, there will be no more time down.
You don't understand. Protector Drang has captured the Doctor and taken him back to the future.
So the Doctor will be in the bunker when it goes up.
I didn't know. I didn't realize.
K-9.
Mistress.
Deal with the guards.
What are you doing?
Don't try calling for help, Medea, or it will be the last thing you ever do.
So now we use the Holy TARDIS to find the Doctor?
Yes. No, wait. There's another way we can warn him.
How?
In the 24th era, there's another K-9.
Yes, I know. I saw him.
Then all we have to do... K-9,
Mistress?
Come. Listen carefully. I have a message for you to pass on to the Doctor.
K-9, you, an emissary of the Great Machina.
Affirmative.
But what precisely is the Great Machina?
I've seen it, Doctor. It's an old-fashioned computer in a temple covered in flashing lights.
Ah, of course it is. They always are.
Master, I have an important message from the Mistress to relay to you at this point.
Well, what is it?
She says that the people of Era 14 have discovered the location of the command bunker and have buried over 100 Xenox bombs beneath it.
What?
Message repeat. She says that the people of...
No, I heard you the first time.
100 bombs ticking directly beneath our feet.
Primed to go off at any moment.
Unless we had the deactivation codes. Then we could disarm them in the moment before detonation.
And how do you suggest we get the deactivation codes?
Well, first we travel back to Era 14 in your time machine, the TARDIS.
The TARDIS is in Era 14.
Negative. TARDIS is present in this time period.
It is?
Affirmative, Master. Follow me. I will show you.
This way.
You realize there's no point in imprisoning me. Our fuel reserves are almost exhausted. There's no food left.
The Great Machina has promised it will deliver salvation.
Primitive superstition based on 1,000 years of wishful thinking. Completely irrational.
The Great Machina is all-knowing. Everything it has foretold has come to pass with perfect accuracy.
Really?
We wouldn't follow it if it didn't get things right. We're not idiots.
No. You should have killed me when you had the chance. If only you had the courage of your convictions. Credulous fool.
This way, Master. This is the Temple of Machina.
I say you were right. It's just an antique computer.
That's what Romana said.
She did? I mean, it was probably cutting edge once, but now it's way past its prime.
Through here, inside the altar.
Bit dusty. Must have been standing here for quite a while. 1,000 years at least. In you go, Shola, and don't touch anything.
Yes, Doctor.
Not you, K-9. You have to stay here.
Master?
Go find Lostar. Make yourself useful.
Affirmative, Master.
You think you can remember all that, K-9?
Memory capacity of this unit, more than sufficient, Mistress.
Good. Well, in that case...
What's that?
Another blue box.
There are two of them. It's a miracle.
Not quite. They're the same one.
Bang on target. Hello, everyone.
Doctor. Shola.
What have you done to the laboratory? It's even worse than last time.
It was the work of Protector Drang's armsmen.
You're one of them. You're one of his chronauts.
I used to be. Armsman Fireaxe.
The introduction can wait. We have to get the deactivation codes for those bombs.
I still have clearance. I won't be able to stop the bombs being buried, but I might be able to get the codes.
Then go.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
And then we nip forward in time and deactivate them?
Yes, but not all of us. K-9 must stay here.
Master?
I have a job for you. A spot of amateur dramatics.
Sir, all armsmen have been freed and are now dispersing the remaining fanatics.
Use lethal force. Take no prisoners.
Yes, sir.
Protector?
Yes?
Our division has just captured the Doctor's robot dog attempting to enter the bunker.
Destroy it! Destroy it at once!
Yes, sir.
Sir?
Yes, what is it?
There's been a subsidence in one of the lower tunnels.
And?
Sir, there's a chamber directly underneath the bunker, directly underneath us. and it's full of bombs.
What?
There's over 100. They must have been there since Era 14.
That much is obvious.
What shall I do, sir? Order an evacuation?
Where to? We have no remaining Xenox for the galleons. But there may be a way of deactivating them.
Sir?
Armsman!
Yes, Protector?
Have you destroyed the robot dog yet?
Not yet, sir. We were just about to...
Then wait. It may still be useful.
This unit is to pose as Computer Machina and foster a rebel group devoted to the master and mistress.
And if anyone asks, anyone at all, even if it's me, you're not to tell them I told you to do this. Understand?
Affirmative.
You're absolutely sure you can remember all that?
Affirmative. As I informed the mistress, my memory capacity is more than sufficient.
And one more thing. Look after the TARDIS for me. Keep it in your temple, behind a tapestry or something.
Instructions noted.
I wonder what they're talking about.
It is not for us to question the Doctor, Romana and K-9.
You really believe all that legend stuff, don't you?
The prophecies of Machina have all been proved correct. It is a scientific fact, not a question of faith.
I suppose that has some logic to it.
And now we're in Era 14. It's more beautiful than I ever imagined.
You think so?
Oh, yes. The trees, the birds, the sky. The people of this time had so much before they threw it all away.
Only those who have spent their whole lives underground in the dark could appreciate it.
People like us, you mean?
Doctor.
Ah, Shola. How did it go?
It took some doing, but I have the deactivation codes.
Then there's no time to lose. Everyone, into the TARDIS.
Doctor.
What?
Not that TARDIS. That one has to stay with K-9. We have to leave in the other TARDIS.
Oh, yes. I can see why you were confused. Shola, untie Medea and escort her into the other TARDIS, would you?
Yes, Doctor.
You're taking me back to my own time?
Yes, to give you a chance to make amends.
Very well. I submit.
Brace yourself as you go in. It's not quite what you'll expect.
You too, Tyrus. Phyrax?
No, Doctor.
No.
Tyrus and I... We would like to stay here.
Here? In your own past?
It feels like it was always meant to be, somehow.
Predestination? Oh, you realize if you stay here, you can't change history. Not one little bit.
We understand.
We'll just keep ourselves to ourselves.
After we've gone, that will be it. Because one way or another, there'll be no more visitations from the future.
You intend to end the war?
Yes, if I can.
Then you are as brave as the legends say. And you, Romana, are as fearless.
You're too kind. Goodbye, Tyrus. Phyrax.
One last thing. After we've gone, you might like to help K-9 spread the word. Try not to get too carried away, of course. These things have a habit of growing in the telling.
Don't worry. I shall tell the truth of your greatness.
Ah, good. K-9, see you in 1,000 years.
Master.
Good luck, and goodbye.
So, this is it. A new life, a fresh start.
Spending the rest of our lives living in the past.
I can think of nowhere else I'd rather be.
Nor can I, Phyrax. Nor can I.
Let me make this crystal clear, my metal friend. Either you deactivate the bombs, or you'll be blown sky high along with everyone else in the bunker, including your fraternal fanatics.
Objective understood, but this unit is not designed for bomb disposal.
You disarmed that other bomb, didn't you?
Affirmative. It took 22 days. Sensors indicate that these devices will explode in precisely 59 seconds.
What on Aeoris? The Doctor's time machine!
Hello, K-9.
Master!
I see you've been enlisted as a bomb dog. But I'm afraid you've bitten off more than you can chew.
Negative. This unit is incapable of...
Are you ready with the deactivation codes?
I am. The bombs are crypto-linked, so in theory, if we disarm one, we disarm them all.
Time to detonation. 30 seconds.
I'll need your help, Doctor. Romana.
What should we do?
First, unscrew the outer panel.
Allow me.
Now enter the deactivation code. 1, 4,
413. Now, remove the explosive charge. Slowly. One false move.
I know it. It's all a matter of precision, of delicacy of touch. Oh,
it worked.
Cogito ergo the sum of our parts. Yes.
All explosive charges neutralized.
They're packed full of Xenox. If they detonated...
Doesn't bear thinking about, does it?
It's safe to come out now?
Yes, Medea. It's quite safe.
Well, then we have to get to the war room. It's not far, and I have the clearance protocols.
The war room?
I have an idea how to prevent any more lives being lost.
Then good luck, all of you. While you're doing that, I have a little discussion to finish. Drang, I know you're in here.
Doctor, one step nearer and I will kill you.
The irony is, of course, that it was your blind hatred that stopped you from seeing the solution that was staring you in the face.
What are you talking about?
If you'd never declared war on Era 14, you could have negotiated for them to give you the Xenox crystals and the endangered animals.
They would never have agreed. The people of Era 14 are greedy. They're wasteful.
They're your ancestors. Don't you think they'd be willing to help their own great-great-grandchildren?
If they cared about their children, they would not have squandered their natural resources. They would not have chopped down the forests and polluted the seas and air. They destroyed my world.
You destroyed it with your lust for revenge. If anybody's to blame, it's you.
Adjutant Medea, what are you doing here?
I've come to take command.
But Drang said you...
K-9, now!
I have to reach the weapon control desk. Cover me.
They've got us pinned down.
Power supply almost exhausted, best friend.
Medea, I recommend you hurry up.
All armsmen's guns have been remotely deactivated. They're completely defenseless.
While my primitive weapon and those of the fanatics remain unaffected. All right, you lot. Put your hands up and I'll do my very best not to kill you.
But according to you, Doctor, there's no way of making them see sense. Of breaking the pattern.
No, you can't undo the mistakes of the past. All you can do is avoid repeating them.
Finally lost. You have to understand, Doctor, what I did to save the animals, to save my world.
I know.
But instead, I caused their extinction. Now only these unhappy few remain.
Drang, what are you doing?
Stay back, Doctor. Don't try and stop me.
You don't have to do this. It's all over. You were right. You were right. Your engines could restore the planet to its original state.
Then maybe I have some hope of redemption. These are my Xylops, Doctor. The last two in existence.
Drang, come out of there. You heard, Medea. Your gun won't work.
Beautiful creatures. So very beautiful. I did it for them.
Drang! What a waste. What a stupid, stupid waste.
All the armsmen have surrendered.
Then it's over. At last, the war is over.
Now for the tricky bit. Rebuilding a planet from scratch.
You mean use the Xenox for Drang's engines?
Yes, the theory is sound. Time to put it into practice.
But, Doctor, even if we get the filtration engines working, it will take centuries for the atmosphere to be restored.
Yes, but you don't have to wait, do you?
What do you mean?
You can skip ahead.
Set the machines running, then use your time galleons to zip everybody 1,000 years into the future.
To a point when the whole planet has been regenerated.
You mean order an evacuation?
Well, more of an exodus. And not just the people. The animals have as much right to this world as you do.
Then the sooner we leave, the better.
Doctor, the filtration engines. Someone will need to stay behind to monitor them.
I know, but Madame...
I would like that person to be me. I've stood by Drang's side as he killed my fellow acolytes. I'd like a chance to make my peace and seek the forgiveness of Makina.
Yeah. This will be for the rest of your life. You realize that?
I do, Doctor. Don't try to persuade me. I will take comfort in knowing I'm securing the fate of this planet and all its creatures and people.
So, this is what the future looks like.
Yes, almost as good as new.
Almost?
Well, they've got no fossil fuels, no Xenox crystals.
Oh, then they'll just have to learn to take a more responsible attitude to energy generation, won't they?
If they even want to go down that path, they might even want to keep it as it is. A nice place for a picnic.
Maybe that's why no one ever returned from the future. Looking at it, why would they want to?
Well, Drang had a point, you know. None of this would have been necessary if his ancestors had looked after their world in the first place.
Yes, but level 5 civilizations are notoriously poor at imagining long-term consequences.
Doctor, Romana, I was wondering where you'd got to.
Oh, just popping by to see how you were getting on.
How we're getting on? This clean air, fresh water, and enough flora and fauna to feed us. But there is one thing.
Yes?
Some of the acolytes have got it into their heads, and I don't know how this happened, but they're telling people that this was all down to K-9.
To K-9?
Yes. And I have a feeling that if they tell their children, and their children tell their children...
That's how legends get started.
Yes. You can't believe everything you read in the history books.
Negative, Master. This unit played a highly significant and essential part in events.
K-9.
Come on, Romana. Time we left. K-9 started to get delusions of grandeur.